Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the spiritual homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friend. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes whenever you felt like tapping in. I really appreciate that. So first things first, if you have not completed my 2024 podcast listener survey, please click the first link in my show notes to complete the survey. I would like to know more about you so that I can create more things with you in mind. Also, if you've done that, thank you very much. If you have not signed up for the email list, what are you waiting on? Click the link in my show notes, the second link underneath the first link, which is the podcast survey. Underneath that one, you'll see the email sign up and you can definitely sign up. I'm excited to grow up my email list. And when I say grow up, I mean do other things with it. I actually have switched over to a provider that makes a lot more sense for what I would like to do. And I'm really excited. And not to mention, I got some things in the work. I'm about to start opening up my store again. And I can't wait to share with y'all a new improved version of my store, complete with things that, based on what you told me, you all were looking for. So I'm excited. Thank you so much for helping me help y'all. Also, what else? Honestly, those are the most two important things right now. And YouTube, those are the three priorities for me right now, at least on this podcast app. So you can subscribe to my YouTube. That's also in my show notes. So again, don't forget to tap in through the podcast listener survey, the first link in my show notes. And then don't forget to click the link under that to join my email list and then subscribe to the YouTube. I'm about to be very vocal with what I would like my boo friends to help me with when it comes to support. Speaking up is very important, and normally I'm a person who likes to speak up as it is, but I'm not speaking up enough. So I'm going to make sure that I am very communicative with what I need, because as humans going through this spirit experience, or spirits going through this human experience, we need to use the throat chakra. I know that's as I said many years ago, a closed throat chakra don't get fed. It gets blocked. So I'm going to make sure that my throat chakra is not blocked for the remainder of this time with Spiritual Homegirl and the remainder of my time on earth. I thought I was speaking, but I need to speak a little louder and a little more often to make sure that I put that out into the atmosphere, into the energy sphere, to make sure that I'm attracting what it is that I desire. And I pray and hope that you're doing the same. So today's episode, that could have been an episode in itself. So I guess we're doing a two for one today. But today's episode is about standing on your word or correcting it if you misspoke. So I know it's the weekend, right? And I know today is Sunday and you might have got turfed on Friday and Saturday. You might have been up. You might have, you know, consumed some things that might have had you in a different frame of mind. And you might have said some things in either direction to somebody. And you are waking up now for some of you, or you might be reminiscing on it if you haven't done it this weekend, or you may have reminisced on a time where you did too much with the herbs, as I say, with those herbs, okay, with the green herbs or with the alcohol. And now you're kind of like, uh-oh, what do I do? I'm glad you asked. As a homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I want you to reread everything you said. And if you really and truly meant that, stand on that. For some people, and I don't like this phrase, a drunk heart speaks a sober mind. I disagree with that, because you're not even in the right frame of mind. Sometimes some people have that liquid courage, which is actually a little damaging to their organs, to their brain cells. You know, you got to be careful with alcohol. You got to do it in moderation. Anyway, but sometimes we get the courage, and I say we because I'm never above what I say. We get the courage to say something, or the stuff we might have buried, the alcohol or whatever, might bring that up. And you're like, you know what? I feel like digging this up today and I'm going to talk about it and they're going to hear it. And that may happen. That can be a case where it does speak what you really want to say. And at other times, some folks are in a distorted reality and have no idea what they're saying. And they're just saying all kinds of stuff. So that's why I don't really like the phrase, a drunk heart speaks a sober mind, because we're really, I don't really want to go into the whole like alcohol spirits and things like that. But I mean, essentially you are kind of being, I do agree with the notion that you are a bit possessed by whatever that spirit is that you drain. I'm not trying to make it super woo-woo, witchy-poo, spooky in here. But what I mean by that is, because, you know, they always try to make it, oh, it's spooky. No. You know what's spooky? the current condition of the world. That's more spooky than any kind of spirit to me. Because that, at least that's hidden. You know what I'm saying? That's like a cult. That's underneath the surface. The stuff that's on the surface, knowing that we know better that's going on, how we treat each other in this world, that's what spooky, crazy stuff. But, and shout out to those, you know, shout out to those who ain't scared of that. But what I mean is, I mean, it's just like, and what I'm saying about it is, I'm not that I'm scared of it. It's just like, wow, like this is, now that's spooky. That's crazy. Like, this is how we, with all the knowledge that we have to acquire to be our better selves and to treat each other kindly and love each other kindly in ourselves, this is what we choose to do with each other on a global scale. That's some spooky stuff, because there's so many ways to access God, however you choose to do it. And people are not only refusing to do that, but then they're also, or they'll justify their treatment due to God. Like, you know, for those, and again, I love my Christians that are actual real Christians. But an example of that I see is that when folks judge harshly, they judge others harshly and they use the Bible to do it. That's a prime example. The Christians that I know are very love-centered. They do follow the word and they don't hurt others with the word. We can go say that another time. I mean, you've seen some people I've had on this show over the years. I mean, Reverend James Woodall is one of those ones. I mean, we did a whole 2-part, I think it was about a 4-hour total series, I think about 3 years ago, about the religion of white supremacy. You know, that's why I can't really say anything negative about Christianity to its real core, because it's a lot of folks that will cosplay Christian. And those are the ones that give Christianity a bad rap, because to me, to spew hatred in the name of God is not Christian to me. That's my sidebar. But when I'm saying that the whole consciousness of how we treat others and things like that, that's spooky. What I mean, going back to the whole alcohol piece, is that when we consume anything, we are under the influence of whatever that substance is. And some of y'all may agree, some of y'all may disagree. It don't matter to me. I know I live my life how I live my life. Y'all can live y'all life how y'all want to live y'all life. But when you're under that influence, to me, that's a low-level possession. And you are deemed to do whatever you feel like doing while under the influence. I mean, to me, I think that's why they call it under the influence. You're under the influence of something that's not you. So going back to what I said, when folks are under the influence of something that's not them, it will cause them to act a kind of way. And sometimes it gets generalized, like, oh, that's in you and things like that. Is it in them? Yeah, but was it assisted by something else that was in them? Yes. So sometimes I just want people to like really look beneath some of the generalized like cliches that we say on things, because sometimes they ain't always just that. Sometimes it's deeper than that. But if you are a person that didn't mean that stuff because you were under the influence of a low level possession of a spirit that you may have consumed an alcoholic beverage or 3 or 4 or 8, or if, you know, you took something you shouldn't have took and, you know, you was just really on 10 trillion and you did too much. As the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I want you to atone for that. If you know deep down you was wrong, sometimes the embarrassment can make you not want to admit that you were wrong to others. It's okay. Push through the embarrassment. Free your soul. Okay. Free your soul. Tell them folks that you did whatever to, or you said whatever to, that you apologized. You were under the influence of something. You take responsibility for choosing to make that decision and just apologize. If you misspoke on something, correct the words and just leave it alone. Sometimes we are scared that folks will not forgive us and we'll put our whole life on the line to make sure that someone forgives us. And if they don't, we're just heartbroken. At the end of the day, you can't really make people do what they may or may not want to do. Forgiveness included. And sometimes forgiveness doesn't come quick. Sometimes people ain't ready to forgive just because we apologize. It doesn't come that quick for a lot of us, because a lot of us are sometimes still processing our emotions about the wrongdoing, let alone trying to get to that place where we can forgive. And then there's some folks who can forgive, you know, some of us that are easy forgivers, where it's like, you know, they don't hold a grudge. Whatever it is, because we don't know the inner workings of that person, the best thing we can do is just claim and own what we've done. And own that. It's okay. And then just go on with your life. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today. Stand on what you said. And what I mean by stand on it, stand by what happened and then rectify it if necessary. And then if you don't need to rectify it, then leave it alone. I meant what I said. You know, just okay. You know, just understand there's consequences in either direction for whatever it is that we decide to do while under the influence. So with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all tomorrow. If you are drunk, still hungover, sleep it off. Drinks lots of water. The hair of the dog is going to make it worse, at least from what I've seen. I'm like, I don't know. But drink a lot of water. Get you some electrolytes in there and get you some good rest. Eat some good food. Fill your stomach up. Sleep it off, boo friend. You're going to be all right. So with that being said, I'll catch y'all tomorrow. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.